Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, 4th of July, 2005, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It is the 4th of July. We know everyone's busy today. They have barbecues in the backyard. They have family get-togethers. They're going to go up and watch fireworks tonight. So we're not going to take a whole lot of your time, but we do want to talk about one thing today, America. And Lisa and I have been discussing this over the past few days, and considering the amount of emails we get and the number of people we talk to, and they all say the same thing. We have to save this country. So we started wondering, what is it about America that we're still fighting for 200 years later?
Right. Is it the land? What do you think?
Right. Well, I think it's even something more than that, because anyone can just fight for the property they live on, and that's definitely a right that we all have. But what is it about America? Because we have these New World Order forces and international bankers and heads of international corporations that want to destroy this country. And we're not giving it up that easily. So what is it about America that makes us still want to fight for it? I mean, this is such a resounding question. And so I thought about it. And the biggest thing for me is that we're able to do what we're doing right now.
Right. We're able to express ourselves. We're able to tell the world, to tell anybody we want, that we have an opposing viewpoint, that we can dissent. And whether you think you can or not, you really can.
Yep.
Because if you look at other countries around the world, they're not allowed to openly criticize or express opposing viewpoints at all.
Right. And I think a lot of us fail to appreciate that we can come out here on Wing TV, or you can go out there on your various websites or posting boards or whatever, but we can come out here and talk to you and say exactly whatever we want to say to
right.
you.
And we don't live under a curfew in Palestine. Palestinians live under curfew for days at a time under very harsh conditions. We don't live like that here in America.
Right. And if we were to do what we're doing on Wing TV in North Korea or in China or the old Soviet Union or any number of other countries in the world, we wouldn't be sitting here in front of this camera and under these lights very long, because we'd be dragged out of here and you wouldn't hear our voices again.
Right.
So that, at least to us, is the greatest thing about America, is we're still able to do this.
We can travel from one end of this country to another, and we don't have to worry about being shot by military police as they are in other countries when they just try to go from one city to another.
Right. Also, the second thing, I think, that I most appreciate about this country is the people.
Mm-hmm.
All of you out there that still give a damn.
Right. You know, Americans have such spirit. And in other countries, a lot of the people that we see in other countries, their spirit has been squelched.
Right.
They have no form of fight, no sense of resistance. They've just accepted the big thumb.
Right. And that's a good point, because to us, the status quo is not good enough for us. And there's so many other people out there watching this show that we can tell they haven't given up yet. They
right.
don't have this jaded sense of being like the Europeans do, or the Russians of old did. And we're still idealistic enough that we can remember America when it was as great could be. And we're still fighting for that. We're not going to just roll over and play dead.
We have a defiance that you don't see in too many places around the world. We have a fighting spirit. We have things we believe in strongly enough to fight and die over. And we see this a lot in other countries too, in you know, the war and so on. But, you know, we have a lot of good things about our country. And even though great forces, mighty forces, are trying to destroy it, I think it's the people themselves that make America so great.
That's right. And if we saw out there that the people just gave up and died, we wouldn't give up and die, but it would certainly influence what we're doing on Wing TV. But we don't see that. We still see this fight in people. And right before we sat down to do this show, I got an email from Jim Kuzua. He traveled up here from Florida a few weeks ago and joined us at a rally at Penn State University, a protest, when George Bush was here. And he said, remember what 13 little colonies did 229 years ago.
That's right. And we really felt so proud to be American that day. We went to Penn State and protested like that. And a lot of you don't think that protests are effective or they do anything, but they really do.
Yeah. And if you would have seen us leaving campus that day, there was this adrenaline, there was this sense of accomplishment that we actually did something to show the powers that be that we're not just going to lay down and let them do whatever they want to us. And when you think back to the Revolutionary War, that's a great word, revolution. These people sacrificed incredible amounts. They spilled their blood. They died all so they could be independent of the British crown, so they wouldn't have to give their money to them, so they wouldn't be under their control. And we need that same sense of sacrifice in this day and age.
Yep. And on this day, July 4th, when we're all looking up at the skies and marveling at the spectacular fireworks displays, try to remember how the whole country started and what the people back then, the revolutionaries back then, a small group of people, how they felt, how they must have felt, you know, considering that the majority wasn't with them in their efforts.
And being an American, a lot of times we have to look outward to other countries to gauge where we are. And I know a country like China that's on the rise right now economically, militarily. China has never known freedom in the entirety of its history. They've never known it. But here in America, we have this taste of freedom. We have it in our mouth, and we're going to die to preserve it. That's what we have to do, because once it's gone, if we ever surrender this freedom that we have now and everything in our Constitution, folks, we're not going to get it back.
Right. Freedom involves a price, and oftentimes throughout the centuries it's involved significant personal price. Our founding fathers, many of them suffered significant personal prices. Many of them lost their lives, lost their homes, lost everything for freedom.
Another great thing about this country is its beauty. I know when we traveled halfway across the country to Oklahoma, just gorgeous sights out there. Even in the center of Pennsylvania here where we're located, it's gorgeous, just incredibly beautiful.
We really are blessed to have some of the most beautiful land and seas on earth.
Yeah.
And the people give each city and town and state its own flavor, its own uniqueness.
And another thing is, as we're sitting in front of you today, and as you're watching Wing TV, this is an American creation.
Yeah, we have people from all over the country watching this little show right here and saying to us, wish we had stuff like this in our country going on.
Yeah, and it shows our ingenuity. Think of what we've done in the last century to change this world. Of course, not all of it has been beneficial, and everything, there is a good and a bad.
And we still have a long way to go.
Of course. But right now, this show, this is an American creation. It's not a Chinese creation or a Salvadoran creation. This is an American creation. It shows what anybody can do if they put their mind to it.
Yep. And today we want to wish America a happy birthday. And we want you all to remember that America is something worth fighting for.
That's right.
And we need to preserve it for generations to come.
And there's other things about America that, you know, I've been thinking a lot about. Another one is that you can come out and declare your love for God.
Yep.
You know, you can worship freely. And
you can disagree with someone who declares their love for God.
Yeah. And you can even worship Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can worship Satan even if you want to. You're allowed to worship freely in this country. And that's certainly not a right or a privilege or a freedom that other countries are benefit enough to get. Another thing is we can have all different forms of political dissent or political thought. You can have anarchists and liberals and conservatives, libertarians, populists, socialists.
We can write what we want, and we can circulate it around, and we're not arrested for doing so.
And since we're on the subject of politics, we still have the greatest form of government in theory that has ever been created. Now, I said in theory because a lot of things have been happening to our government over the past century or so that aren't of benefit to the everyday person, and that's what we have to fight most adamantly against. But still, in theory, what a fantastic form of government we really have.
And, you know, I know we want to celebrate our freedom here, but we have to also try to understand that other people in other nations want their freedom as well.
Yeah.
And, like us, deserve to have that freedom.
Yeah. And we can get this message out on a wide scale. Now, not as wide as we'd like, because we think, of course, that the mainstream media should be telling this message to everybody. Well, they've dropped the ball. But just think, over the last year and a half since Wing TV has been on, we've been in newspapers, we've been in magazines, we've just in the last few months appeared on over 35 different radio shows. We have books coming out, so we can get this message to people, and it doesn't have to be concealed. It's all up to us. The more we want everybody to know about it, the more we can spread the word.
Remember, government doesn't give you your basic rights. Your rights are given to you by your Creator.
Yeah.
And so government can't take away your basic rights. And even if you end up being silenced, they can't silence your ideas. They may silence your voice, but they can't silence your ideas. And we need to remember that we have to be resolved. We have to fight for this country. This country wasn't just handed to us. People died to give us what we have today.
And it's our responsibility to make sure that our voice is never silenced.
Right.
That's our responsibility. We can sit around in front of our computers or whatever, but it's up to us to make sure that these rights aren't taken away.
Freedom is not free, and it never has been, and it never will be.
That's right. Now, this morning, I asked somebody, I said, what do you think is the greatest thing about America? And this guy thought for a moment or two, and he said that we can be who we want to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, well, that's right, you know, because we don't have to go around wearing burkas, or we don't have to be this conformist society Japan and China, or something, you know, how there was such a gray, ominous overtone to that movie 1984 to George Orwell. And, you know, we love this country. We still love this damn country.
Right.
And it makes us madder than mad can be sometimes when we see the things we do. But when you're watching Wing TV, you're going to know that you're still seeing two people that love America. And there are people in this alternative media field that hate America.
Right.
You can tell from their message. We're not going to name names, of course. But you can, if you listen to their voice and listen to their words or listen or read their writings, you can tell there's an underlying hatred for this country. You're not going to find that here in America because we still love it.
We love America. We don't love corrupt government.
That's right.
And this government does not represent America. That's not what America is.
Yeah.
You and me, we're America.
Yeah. We're the individuals. We're the ones that have to do the change. So, as I said, we're not going to spend all day here with you. And to close it out, I guess we're going to say, when you're out tonight, when the sky is dark and you see the fireworks going off, remember what this is all about. It, I think we often lose sight of it, Lisa, like on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It all becomes about Santa Claus and toys. It's not about the birth of Jesus. On Thanksgiving, it's all about eating turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about giving thanks for what we have. On Easter, it's about the Easter Bunny and not the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus.
And for a lot of people today, it's just about fireworks and barbecues.
And barbecues. So
but it's got to be about more than that.
And you know what it is? Independence. The 4th of July is called Independence Day. That's what we love about America. We have to remain free. And if we lose it, we're not going to have a 4th of July anymore, except for in name.
And I really hope that words like liberty and freedom and independence stay with you longer past the time when the fireworks stop going off in the skies.
That's right.
And you're still talking about it tomorrow and the next day and the next day and telling other people. It's important we have these dialogues with one another and not just let it be a one day a year event.
That's right. Well, very well said. Now we're going to close the show out with Mr. Elvis Presley singing America the Beautiful. Is that the song? Right. And Elvis, what could better represent the American dream than Elvis Presley, a kid that came from a little shack with no shoes on his feet, became the king. He also was one of the greatest American tragedies of all time, but there still is an American dream in this country where if you want something bad enough, you still have the chance to get it. So folks, have fun tonight with your family, friends, everybody. Watch the fireworks, but remember our independence and keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
Happy birthday, America.